We have 1 minute and we have one line open. We have just one person giving that $20 a month contribution. We will hit our goal. Just one more person that gives that $20 a month contribution gets that KBOO hoodie. I'm actually sporting mine right now. I'm wearing it. And as Mike Crenshaw says, it's dope. So get your hoodie, $20 a month, and set that up right now. And we will reach our goal. You will be happy because you will be an owner of a radio station. Do it right now, 877-500-5266.
What can I say except the number again, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. We are at KBOO.FM, and you can contribute that way if you like. But we love to hear that phone ring. We do have a line open, 877-500-5266. Now we've got 14 seconds left in this segment. Just enough time for you to call in. 877-500-KBOO is the number to call. 877, of course, is toll-free. 500 is easy to remember. 5266 spells KBOO. Oh, the radio station that you love to listen to. And now back to programming.
This program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Gazelle Natural Fiber Clothing, featuring women's clothing, jewelry, accessories, and gifts with a focus on U.S.-made and certified fair trade natural fiber clothing since 1984. Gazelle is located at the corner of Northeast 41st and Fremont and at GazelleNaturalFiberClothing.com.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Clyde Common, a diversely influenced European-style tavern with communal tables and cocktail bar. Located downtown at 1014 Southwest Stark Street, they offer small plates, main courses, and feasts from 3 p.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. Dinner was provided by Musubi, a Hawaiian rice ball shop on 21st and Southeast Division, providing various meats and meatless musubi options Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266.
Today, KBOO is celebrating 49 years of community-produced journalism, public affairs, and breaking news.
We've been with you through fascism, neoliberal imperialism, and now, idiocracy.
We're not going anywhere either.
While bicentennials are good and fine, we wanted to make sure 49 got some love and attention too.
Thanks to all KBOO members, past and present, and you, future donor listening in,
we know you're out there.
We appreciate your every contribution and look forward to bringing you homegrown community radio in the decades to come.
So tune in this Friday starting at 7 a.m. going all the way till 8 p.m. for our special news and public affairs
day.
What would you have instead?
No, this is it.
There comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world you cast your vote.
And good morning, good morning. It's about 3 minutes after 8 in the morning. You are listening to KBOO Community Radio, your very own community radio station here in Cascadia. I'm Ani.
I'm Lynn.
And together we are positively revolting. We certainly hope you are as well. And this morning we are thrilled to be once again speaking with David Corton. Good morning, David.
Good morning. I'm thrilled to be back with you guys.
Thanks.
It's so good to talk with you. David is a leading critic of corporate globalization. He's a visionary promoting a society based in living economies and real wealth. He has written several books, including When Corporations Rule the World, The Great Turning from Empire to Earth Community, and Agenda for a New Economy. He's also written Change the Story, Change the Future. We'll be talking a little bit more about that today. And oh, so much more. David is also the co-founder and board chair of Positive Futures Network, which publishes Yes, a Journal of Positive Futures. And you do a lot more than that.
And let's just say he's kind of the antithesis of what's going on in the White House today.
Which is exactly why we wanted to speak with you this morning, David. Oh my gosh, there's so much to cover and only an hour to do it. So jumping straight into the thick of things, we've had about 3 weeks of this administration, and I think
I'm done.
We all kind of looking into what was about to be. We realized things were going to get serious pretty fast, and yet the sheer level of activity that has come out of this administration over the last 3 weeks is nothing short of stunning. And I kind of mean that in a literal sense. Can we start off maybe with a recap of how you see the first 3 weeks of this administration happening? You have an article, Trump's coup attempt requires us to rise above position and party. And I think coup attempt, I just want to underscore that because that's really what it feels like.
Well, the one thing that we know very clearly is that Trump has, fortunately, a very uncommon personality trait. He is, essentially unstable, an unstable narcissist. And I was very struck as I was, writing that article that was posted on Wednesday, trying to sort out of all of the confusion, what are the deepest underlying patterns? And it took me back to the letter that 50 former Republican officials under Republican presidents wrote back August, laying out the reasons why Trump is unfit to be president. And their primary concern was national security and the fact that the president has to have a calm and even temperament, given the complexity of the issues in the world and the dangers of misusing U.S. military power. So that comes forward as one of the defining features of this administration. And we we see in the Muslim ban his response to the courts. The idea that a security threat is whatever I say it is, and no one has the right to challenge my judgment on that. Imagine anything more dangerous than that, except, of course, the fact that he's got his finger on the nuclear button.
Well, and we saw the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists moving the doomsday clock forward, basically on principle, knowing that he has this instability and his finger on the button all at the same time. And I found that quite chilling just in and of itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is, he is probably undoubtedly the scariest president we've ever had. And he is demonstrating each day how fast he's inclined to move without the kind of careful consideration on any of his measures that is essential to leading in a highly complex and interconnected world. So the extent of his unsuitedness for office is really, really overwhelming.
It is vast. Do you think he's just sort of does what Bannon and Mike Pence tell him to do?
Well, I think
if he's that predictable,
maybe it's unclear. He's very very impulsive, and I don't think either one of them can actually control him. I don't think there's anyone that can control him. But of course, as I point out in that article, the more I looked in trying to make sense out of what's emerging from this administration, it became clear that there is one underlying theme, which is essentially shifting the nation from a democracy to a kleptocracy, a governmental system that is essentially run by a small circle of elites for purely their own financial interest. And that of course, is the one thing that fits Trump's personality. So we can pretty much see the pattern that for all the chaos, most of what he actually does is aligned with enriching himself, and in the course of that, taking away constraints on, you know, whatever he wants to do that he thinks will be profitable for himself, and in so doing, he's also taking the constraints on others who share his rather shallow moral orientation, and that also is deeply scary. But it also is both of these are frames that create a basis for unifying all of the people in the country who are basically good people, mentally stable, and, you know, whose real concern is they want peace, they want to have a secure means of living, and they'd like to have a healthy environment. And it may be focused only on themselves, their families, and their neighbors, but you put that together, and it's a basis for a real unification of the country around a new vision of our future. So it's a kind of a wake-up call, as well as
that it is.
Hopefully,
And that's exactly where I want to focus our conversation, coming right up. But first, I want to talk to Teresa for just a moment. Teresa is here helping us keep track of what's going on in fundraising land. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. Wake up, indeed. It's a wonderful, gloomy, drizzly morning here in Cascadia, and it's time to wake up and give us a call because we have the book that has just been written by David Corton, who you're just listening to, Change the Story, Change the Future by David Corton. You can have a copy for yourself for a $75 minimum pledge. Just whip out that credit card and give us a call at 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, or set it up for $6.25 a month, which is just barely above the minimum that you can possibly set up an EFT, what we call an electronic funds transfer for. We can do it easily, 3 minutes on the phone with you right now, 877-500-KBOO. I'll give it to you slower. That's the 877 toll-free prefix, 500-5266. The copy says, Corton calls our current story sacred money on markets. Money, it tells us, is the measure of all worth and the source of all happiness. Earth is simply a source of raw materials. And when I read that phrase, earth is simply a source of raw materials, it brings out the Texan in me, and I want to say, earth is simply a source of raw materials. And you can just see me glaring at you with that look that tells you you're not going to get any potato salad if you disagree with me. You know what I'm talking about. This is the sort of thing that's in power now, and we need to counter it. You need to do something about it. You know that you do, and you can do something right now by joining us at 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. That's 877 toll-free 500, because it's easy, and 5266, because it spells KBOO. Once again, 877-500-5266. Inequality and environmental destruction are unfortunate but unavoidable. And that's what this book is about. Although many may recognize it, this story promotes bad ethics, bad science, and bad economics. It will remain our guiding story until replaced, and that's why you need KBOO radio. That's why you need community radio, people who want to do the right thing. And I'm getting the wrap-up signal, so I'll give you that number one more time. We'll go back to Positively Revolting, 877-500-5266.
Slow down, Teresa, slow down.
It's the number to call.
877-500-5266. Yes, please do call in your membership, your pledge of support to KBOO, to Positively Revolting, to social change, to doing the right thing right about now. 877-500-5266.
It is really important to keep KBOO around now. It's always been important, but right now it is vital. It is incredibly important to be able to have actual facts.
Actual
facts and people who care about digging in and finding out what's really going on, because folks, You need it.
So here's the deal. You know, we were just talking about what has been happening over the last 3 weeks, how incredibly dangerous the situation is unfolding to be. Look, we weren't exaggerating. And what I feel like is happening is we're in the state of reaction, right? Where a lot of activists, a lot of people are in sheer stave it off mode, right? And yet you make the point, David, that this is a time where we actually need to try to advance the cases and the movement for social justice and environmental justice. This is not the time to go on the defense and simply try to stave off even worse from happening. It is time to coalesce and move those goals forward. And that's where I'd like to take this conversation, because in fact, it's that kind of visionary thinking that I think is absolutely desperately needed at this time. We can't be caught up in this fear state. So if we could talk about not only staving off these, the signs of the coup, staving off the move towards a constitutional crisis and all of that, but how to really coalesce and move forward.
Well, first thing is to make a contribution to CABU. You know,
thank you, David.
I still love you guys, and you know this is a time when independent media and independent voices are more essential than ever. But in terms of responding to Trump, one thing that independent media can do is help us make sense of the patterns behind the chaos. And you know, creating chaos has clearly been one of Trump's strategies for a long time. It fits with his personality, but it also fits with the sense of a method to the madness, that if you can keep your adversaries totally off balance all the time, it gives you a significant advantage. And we see that in the way he's
Do you think that's intentional, or that's just how he is?
It's not really governing, but...
Right. I mean, is that just how he is? He just... I mean, because he's such an ADD kind of guy that it just...
I don't even know if that's a strategy. We do have... people among us who are emotionally unstable, and he certainly exhibits the characteristics of that pattern. Again, the one thing that seems to be extreme stability in is that every action is pretty much calculated to serve his own personal interest, particularly his financial interest, and to feed his ego. Now, what we're seeing is that out of the two major patterns, the security threat that he creates, that the greatest threat to U.S. and global security currently is the man who sits in the Oval Office. And that, addressing that as a common interest of everyone who's got their head screwed on, and the drive from democracy to kleptocracy is another common interest. Now, you know, it's important to take a look at his base. The elements are, there's a group like the Steve Bannons who are just angry, striking out, and Steve often refers to himself as a disruptor.
Darth Vader, he refers to himself as.
Yeah, so that's, some people are so fed up that, just destroying the system, whatever it is, without thinking about the future, are inclined to do that. That's part of his base. You know, then you've got the Mike Pence folks who are corporate elitist ideologues and who have a very clear agenda of dismantling any semblance of democracy in favor of kleptocracy. And then you also have what I assume is the majority of the people who voted for Trump, who consider themselves his base, are people who know that things aren't working, and they sense a need for deep change, but they've kind of hooked their wagon to the wrong star, which, you know, day by day becomes clear that that Trump's agendas have nothing to do with bettering the lives of most of the people who voted for him. And the vast majority of these folks are good people who I'm sure would prefer peace to war, who want a secure means of living, and who really do enjoy clean air and clean water and so forth. And these people are part of our potential larger coalition. So coming to terms with the fact that the vast majority, you know, we are the majority, and the vast majority of us are good people, and we have every right and we have the means to come together around a common agenda, which says, gee, you know, even, you know, on the left, we have tended to organize around identity politics of one group in relation to another, which addresses real real injustices. But obviously, the answer is not to you know, change the order of which group is over another, but to simply eliminate that dominator hierarchy in which some people have all the power and the others are excluded. And it's amazing. You know, it goes back to in my youth. I truly believed we were a middle class society, and that meant to me that we all had had a real shot at a decent life, and that in fact everybody was supported in that if they were willing to make their contribution. And that's, you know, that's basically a wonderful ideal, and it is the ideal of a healthy, equal society that is truly democratic. That is a unifying ideal, and we need to be organizing around that. And there's nothing like the kind of disruption and common threat that we face now to bring us together around that agenda. But as you suggested, it's you know, absolutely we have to resist the things that Trump is trying to do. But the bigger agenda is we need to use this as an opportunity to come together and find our common interest and to really develop a vision of what that means and what are the rules that support that. That's where we need to go.
Pulling together and finding a common interest brings me back to the importance of supporting KABU Community Radio and alternative media that brings you truth from the grassroots on up. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. Hey, we've been getting some calls. I'd like to thank Barbara and Adam and Sarah and Bonnie in Portland. Thank you so much for calling in. And the number that they called was 877-552-66. And, you know, that's the bossy cow of success. And the number is based on KBOO. So it's 877-552-66, 877-500-KBOO.
Or KBOO.FM.
That's right, KBOO.FM. And we know you support Positively Revolting, and Ani and Lynn have been doing what it takes to do the research, to do this show, to get the guests, and to make it happen. And Ani, I know, is always researching, and Lynn is always online checking out what it takes to be informed and to do a show that is relevant to you. And you want to support that. It's up to you right now, 877-500-KBOO. And we would love, it's time for you to get a hoodie. You've been putting it off for the longest time, thinking, oh, yeah, but that's kind of, you know.
It's hoodie weather. It's hoodie weather. It's time.
And you totally deserve one for yourself, don't you? I mean, come on, this is your big special purchase for this month. Get yourself a hoodie. Call us at 877-500-5266 and set up for that $20 a month online. Of course, it's not really about the hoodie. It's about supporting us. But you'll be glad to have the hoodie, and we do have your size. 877-500-5266. If it ain't you, then who's it going to be?
That's
right.
If
it's not now, then when's it going to be? This is the time. Go ahead, pull over your car, and give us a call, 877-500-5266.
It is, in fact, your very moment to shine. Please do come right on into the KABU community. Renew your membership to KABU or become a brand new member of KABU this morning. We would love to hear from you. We do actually need to hear from you because, in fact, this is how we do community radio. We do it together. It is volunteers that come in and put the programming together, that create the content. We do it because we're passionate about sharing the truth, about sharing visions of what can be better and how we can do this together with each other through the auspices of KBOO's airwaves. And then we rely on you, our listeners, to actually pick up the bill and keep the signal flowing. And right now is the time for you to do that. Teresa is mentioning the hoodie. You can do that at a $240 membership level. You can break that down to $20 a month. If you would like to do it that way, please call on in right now, 877-500-5266. You know, $20 a month is about 66 cents a day. I'm going to go ahead and venture forth that you can find that, my friends, when you look around your house and you, like, you know, turn over your dog and you shake out the couch cushions. You can, in fact, find this. For many folks listening, that is doable. If it's not for you, then that's cool. Please join us at a level that you can. Your participation is really, really what is what's at stake here, because democracy, it's not a spectator sport. 877-500-5266, the number to call, 877-500-5266. Hey, Teresa, I'm a little goal-oriented. What are we looking to raise before 9 o'clock?
Well, we have been getting the calls in. I'm glad to say that with another six people calling in to get the hoodie at 877-500-5266, we will be well over your goal, which I would say it was at 800, but let's kick it up to 1,000 because this is actually working. You know, I love the smell of Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals injunctions in the morning. It smells like victory, and there may be someone listening to us right now that's going to grow up to be a judge, and you need to kick down so that person can keep listening along with their parents to real radio. Radio where we actually care what's happening, because we get our money from you and not from the government and not from the corporations, and we don't change our tune with the administrations. We do that by having your money right now. 877-500-5266. Jim in Milwaukee is a new monthly donor. That calls for cowbell. And especially a little more cowbell, because new monthly donors is where it's at when it comes to, you know, keeping the station revitalized. And we love to get the renewing calls. Maybe you'd like to up your renewing pledge. Maybe you're giving 5 or 10 and you'd like a hoodie. Well, you can make it happen. 877-500-5266. I'm looking at the engineer. Let's see. I think I saw a nose scratch. That was not a shut up nose scratch. That was a real nose scratch. Okay. 877-500-5266.
It's a little like an auction down.
You're a little low tech here, but it works.
Well, I think it is about time to bid you adieu for another few moments there, Teresa.
Okey-doke.
And we will check back in with you, but please, in the meantime, my friends, please do keep those phones ringing. 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
now more than ever.
Hi, David, thanks for hanging on. We were just talking about really pulling us together. And
yeah, before we do that, and this has to do with pulling together, I was thinking, you know, Trump's always paying attention to the crowds. Your phone rings in the background, and how great it would be if that phone was ringing off the hook.
Yes.
To the extent that we could hardly talk. What an expression that would be of our view of where we need to go as a country and our support for independent news outlets like KBOO.
From your mouth to the goddess's ear.
Yeah. So let's hear those phones ringing. Okay, so go ahead. Let's get on with our...
Well, yeah. You know, so looking at pulling together and not being caught up in the state of fear, it's really, I think, essential...
Or numbness.
Exactly. I think it's essential to... really kind of stay centered right now, because there is so much happening. It's happening so fast and furiously. There's so much confusion. Last night, across the country, actually in several cities around the country, there was a lot of fear and a lot of confusion around potential ICE raids, around potential folks
here
that are being
sanctuary city.
Being identified as potentially looking like an immigrant. And there's a lot of rumor, a lot of fear. And I think that it's very... easy for communities who are marginalized and communities that are supporting marginalized communities to start feeling numb, right? And to start being overwhelmed, and how we can, in fact, stay grounded, stay connected in a way that allows us to have respite when we need to, and look at this as a what's going to be a pretty prolonged struggle to to stave off disaster, and again to advance things, to move things forward in a social justice world.
Yeah, it's very interesting that I think about how I feel that same fear and even a tendency to sort of pull back. I even found myself asking, what should I be careful what I say today on the on KBOO, and recognizing that I have that feeling from a position of extraordinary privilege, being a white male and educated and kind of all the establishment credentials and a certain national visibility, I may be about as safe as anyone could be, and yet I feel that also, which absolutely underscores the importance for each of us to stand our ground, to make our voices heard, and to stand together, arm in arm, to protect each other. That is our only protection. Now, fortunately, it's beginning to look like the judicial system may be on our side. But it's also important to recognize that even at its best, the judicial system can help to curtail the threat to our civil liberties and democracy. But it cannot advance a positive agenda. It's not within its mandate. And that, we need to support the positive judiciary. At the same time, we need to be organizing around a positive vision of where we really want the country to go. And the first step is a vision and an agenda of equality, fairness, and respect for the legitimate laws. And of course, we're moving into a time when more and more of the laws that are likely to come out of this Congress will not be legitimate laws. They will be the laws of a kleptocracy, an elitist group that thinks that whatever serves its best financial interests is best for the world. And we cannot let that stand.
And they're mixed with religious. Pence, he just reminds me of a character out of The Handmaid's Tale. Mike Pence just reminds me of a character out of The Handmaid's Tale, and there's also this religiosity that's coming out of these people.
Sort of the
it's
theocracy.
Not just about the theocracy, not just about money, but we remember we did a story about a woman in Indiana who was Mike Pence. That was Mike Pence's state, who was the first woman in American history to be convicted of feticide because she had a miscarriage and went to the hospital and was, they thought that she had given herself an abortion. So they tried her and convicted her of feticide. So that's the other thing that's in the back of the type of legislation and the type of, to me, it just seems like Mike Pence has a lot to do with a lot of the cabinet appointees.
So I think what Lynn's bringing up is not only the dangers of kleptocracy and the corporate rule, but having that corporate rule wedded to a theocracy.
Yeah.
Absolutely. you're right on. Now, at the same time, we have to recognize that the particular religiosity that's coming forward, again, is it's a deep distortion of the of the messages of the prophet that to whom they're claiming loyalty. it's interesting. This comes back to the theme of my book, Change the Story, Change the Future.
Yes,
that. our spiritual messages and our spiritual images are actually essential to the positive shift that we need to navigate. And the key here is comes in our images of God, which was one of the insights I was introduced to some years ago that by Marcus Borg, he's passed, but he was a theologian, lived in Oregon. His defining statement was, tell me your image of God and I'll tell you your politics. Now, this takes it all into a little different realm, but yeah. What he was noting was that if your image of God is the ruling male white patriarch, off in a distant place called heaven, it sets up a hierarchy of domination. And that is the framework of empire and rule of the many by the few. If your image of God is an image of a universal spirit unfolding, then that is a spirit of community and democracy and of equality. And the, you know, the deepest religious thinkers I know embrace that more mystic image of God or spirit image of God. And that actually, you know, it's amazing to me that in terms of, it's often the image of really the stronger theologians and has been the, you know, many maintain that really was the image of Jesus. And in a sense, we have to come back to that. Now, that aligns with the image of an understanding of a living earth, mm-hmm. Brings us into a recognition of what biology is beginning to tell us. They're still stuck in an old story also, but the new story that's emerging from the frontiers of science is a recognition that life exists only in community. That it is life's characteristic that it organizes in community to create the conditions of its own existence. And if you look at Earth from that framework, Earth itself is a living organism, a living community that organizes to maintain the conditions on the surface of this particular planet that are unlike those we have yet discovered on any other planet in the universe. And they are the characteristics that are essential to supporting our lives, you know, that we simply cannot exist without. And then at a deeper level, we're coming to recognize that, you know, the idea of a lone individual living totally on their own in the wilderness is a mythology. You know, a few individuals may be able to do that for a finite period of time, but in terms of the species and our ability to reproduce ourselves, one thing is very clear: as a single woman or mother, there's no way that they can maintain all the conditions essential to caring for their children and raising children without a community of some sort to that they can draw on for their food and security and so forth. So it's the community is absolutely essential to our ability to maintain ourselves as a species. Now, if we begin to get around that frame and recognize that we need to organize as living beings rather than purely as financial beings, we begin to move in a wholly different direction how we think about our future and how we organize. And of course, within that, these are all the themes that that I develop in Change the Story, Change the Future, which you're offering as a premium, which I'm delighted by. We realize that what we worship, what we chase, what we organize our whole society around is to make money. And yet, if you step back and say, well, what is money?
Yeah.
Well, it's really nothing but but numbers on computer hard drives, most of it, that in our current distorted economic system. And it's not wealth at all. It's a claim on wealth. And if you can distort the concentration of who creates and holds those numbers, which now traces back to Wall Street, then you see that the deep, excuse me, the deep evil of our existing system, in which we now live in a world in which only the richest eight individuals in the world control as much wealth in financial terms as half of the world's people,
yeah,
which is 3.6 billion people. So
that's
you
crazy.
Look at that balance between eight individuals and 3.6 billion, and you get some idea of just how incredibly distorted our current system is, and that then plays out in all of the dysfunctions that we see in society.
That truly...
So to wake up to that, and these messages, these conflicting stories and their implications are at the heart of what I talk about in that book, Change the Story, Change the Future.
Absolutely. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. Coming up on Cable, though, Lynn has some information.
Yes, it does. Well, you know, this is one of my favorite days of the membership drive. It's News and Public Affairs Day. So coming up this morning at 9, the Bradcast investigates voter suppression and brings you the Green News Report. That's not the Green... What's that? No. Okay, sorry. And I was thinking of something Kellyanne, what's her face, said. At 10, it's alternative radio.
It's not the Bowling Green Massacre.
It's not the Bowling. It's the Green News Report. At 10, it's an alternative radio special presentation of Michelle Alexander, who's going to be in town here, folks, author of The New Jim Crow, speaking on race and caste in the U.S. And at 11, Michael Eric Dyson comes to Portland with his sermon, For White America. So tune in. It's going to be great.
Stay connected. Stay tuned in all day long. We are here again at the beginning of KABU's News and Public Affairs Day special, inviting you to become a member of KABU this morning so you can actually, truly, and honestly be the media. Hey, Teresa.
Hey.
How's it going?
This is great. We got Katie in Portland who's called in to increase her monthly membership.
Yes.
Now, Katie knows that we are not going to spend that money on our special Shark Tank with lasers on their heads. Oh, no. We're just going to do some more radio, and we're going to do more community radio, which means bringing out the truth as best we can find it. Thank you to Jane, also in Portland, who has renewed her membership. And Jane has called in specifically, the copy says, to support Ani and Lynn. And positively revolting. So there you have it. That's why
thank
it's
you, Jane.
It's time to support Positively Revolting by calling 877-500-5266. That's 877 toll free 500 because it's half of 1,000 and 5266 because it spells KBOO. You can also donate at KBOO.FM. But I don't mean to confuse you, so I'll give you that number again.
Yes,
877-500-5266. Now, as David mentioned, we do have his book, and you can get it. Just get on the phone, spend 3 minutes on the phone or less with us. Let us fill out the carbon copy, send you a letter, blah, 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 and it's done just like that. Bada bing, bada boom, it's done. 877-500-5266, and of course it is hoodie weather, so you can get a hoodie as well. Call us right now and decide if you want to up your pledge as, let's see, as Jane did. And,
Jane.
Let's see, to Jane, let's see.
Thanks to everyone who has, in fact, upped their pledge.
There it is. And, okay.
And call. Join them, join us. 877-500-5266. You can get a copy of Change the Story, Change the Future. It is a great book, and we are going to be talking a little bit more about that in just a moment. $75 contribution is the level that we ask for to get a copy of Change the Story, Change the Future by David Corton. You're listening to David on our show this morning. If you are a listener, a regular listener to Positively Revolting, then you know David Corton's works, as he is a prolific writer when it comes to looking at and revisioning economies and how we really interact with each other and the earth in the sharing of our resources, looking at corporate rule, looking at living economies. David has done so much work in this area, and we're excited to have him back with us today. His most recent book, Change the Story, Change the Future, it could be yours for your $75 contribution, and that does work out to be $6.25 a month. If you want to do it in that sustaining monthly membership kind of way, I think that's a fantastic way to support the station, because in fact, well, it makes it so very doable for most of us. I know I don't usually have $75 laying around ready to just sort of be spent on something. I usually have my budget a little bit tighter than that. But I know that I can generally find $6.25 a month, right? I can usually find even $10 a month, because $10 is pretty doable. And if you break things down into little bite-sized pieces, then each person contributing what they can, we move through this together. And, you know, that's the way it works here at KABU Community
Radio.
That's
so true. I mean, this is how we keep it KABU, is by getting these little donations. And that's what we really want. I mean, you could offer us $10,000 and we'd probably take it, but we'd kind of give you that look. We'd be really happy to take it.
But you also get exactly what everyone else gets. Yeah. And there's no special access, which is kind of, you know, that's sort of the point.
Yep.
And so please call in with what you can afford to support the station at. We would love to hear from you right now. 877-500-5266, online kboo.fm. I was hearing some phones ringing. And
the phones have been ringing. We're very close to the goal. And I just want to emphasize, come on, this is the Trump era. This is an emergency now, isn't it? If you're going to do it, now's the time. And who's going to do it? It's got to be the person who understands how important community media is, and that's you. 877-500-5266. Act on your conscience. Support positively revolting Lynn and Ani's efforts, and call right now. 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. Two more calls will put us over the line. That can be you. 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. Anna in Portland is renewing. Thank you so much, Anna. I'm feeling all right. Cowbelly.
You are cowbelly. We're going to check back in with you in just a few, Teresa. Thank you very much. Keep that cowbell handy.
Gotcha.
And David, we were just about to launch in a little bit more detail of Change the Story, Change the Future. In that book, you talk about the different cosmologies that people tend to ascribe to. And I think it would be a wonderful thing to sort of bring in. We were sort of along those lines, as you were talking about people's visions of God sort of informing us as to what their politics might be. But in Change the Story, Change the Future, you look at different cosmologies, one of them being the pie in the sky when you die universe. There's the clockwork mechanized universe. And there's the mystical oneness, or the detachment without individuation sort of universe. If you could spend just a moment sort of talking about those cosmologies and how that informs us.
Yeah. You know, this is part of what I came to as I began examining the implications of Marcus Borg's statement, "Tell me your image of God." Mm-hmm. But as I got into it, it becomes clearer and clearer that the distant patriarch image, which is kind of the most widespread and fundamental story of the Abrahamic religions, we're ruled by an all-powerful, all-knowing God, and everything is subordinate to him within a kind of a hierarchy in which men are above women and white people are above people of color and one religion's over another and people are over animals and animals over plants and on and on and on. That sets up a framework for empire, for authoritarianism. And that, we're still very much stuck in that. And a lot of religions seem to play to that because it, you know, they in their own way benefit from the power that comes from that. And it's interesting that that I think that's beginning to shift. That more and more of our religious community is beginning to think in broader terms. Now, the grand machine story, which is the story of science, by that story, everything is a consequence of mechanism and chance. Now, that also destroys any, eliminates or excludes any possibility of our human agency and our human responsibility for our own behavior, just as the distant patriarch does. You know, if, under that story, if you have a problem, pray to God to fix it rather than get out and, you know,
fix it.
Create society. Yeah. Now, the mystical unity, which is purely the spirit image, the distortion that can come into that is that is the belief that our ego is actually a mistake and the source of our suffering, and that we have to get rid of the ego, blend into the to the oneness, which is actually another form of escape. Now, what I've come to see and what I lay out in this book is that each of these stories actually has an element of truth to it. The distant patriarch suggests that there is purpose and direction in creation. The grand machine story tells us that there is order in creation. And the mystical unity story tells us that underlying it all is, in fact, an intelligent living spirit. But you begin to put them together, and you put them together with what science is actually telling us about the unfolding of creation and the unfolding of life on Earth, and you begin to see a much deeper pattern of a spirit that is seeking to know itself through becoming, through exploring its creative possibilities. And it is actually unfolding toward ever greater complexity, beauty, awareness, and possibility. And that everything in creation is a part of that unfolding, including us. And within that, we are creation's most daring experiment with the potentials of reflective consciousness, a consciousness that knows its, that recognizes itself and recognizes its ability to choose its own future and to participate in shaping the direction of the whole. Now, we are that species, but we must learn to use that special capability responsibly, because the purpose of it is not to try to expand our own individual fortunes, but rather it is to further that unfolding of the whole, again, toward ever greater complexity, beauty, awareness, and possibility. You know, that is the most exciting journey of discovery imaginable. It gives our lives deep purpose and meaning, and it draws our attention to the importance of our stories by which we define ourselves and the purpose of our existence. And that then leads us in the direction of recognizing that we really need to build a fundamentally new civilization, a civilization that is built within that frame in which we strive to create a world, a healthy community of life on living Earth that meets the needs of all, and not just humans, because it incorporates a recognition that we as humans absolutely cannot exist by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We can only exist with the health of the entire system, including the microorganisms that are at the foundation of it all. And beginning to understand and explore, taking the lessons from every source of human knowledge and understanding, and beginning to integrate them together into a far deeper story, you know, makes us potentially the most exciting time in the entire human experience. But we are also at the most dangerous time, because we absolutely have the capacity to totally destroy not only ourselves, but as well destroy life's, Earth's capacity to support life in any form, which is truly scary.
I have to say,
we still have that opportunity. We need to recognize that opportunity. We need to act on it, and it means a totally different economy and structure of the economy that's built around community, and it actually aligns with where I think an increasing number of people, and particularly our youth and millennials, are heading.
Yes.
Toward recreating, toward going back to the land of going back to their gardens and to the land and creating intentional communities where people have each other's back. They're forming maker communities where they're less and less dependent on money and on the global corporations. But it's not an isolation from the world. It's a matter of recognizing that we need to globalize people power and begin to form function as a coherent global society.
And that is a really beautiful vision to end this discussion on. David Corton, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on Positively Revolting on KBOO Community Radio. Thank you for all of your work and your writing. We hope to talk to you again actually pretty soon because, you know, there's so much dangerous opportunity surrounding us right now. And I think it's super important to hear from people like you who've been carrying this vision for quite some time now. And we thank you for your time this morning and your support.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity and, furthering this this understanding of the agenda. I urge people to go to the yesmagazine.org website and look up 10-point plan.
Yes.
By George Lakey, which is a wonderful kind of framework for thinking about the social movements at this moment moving forward.
Have we only had another hour, I would have loved to have gotten into that in some detail, especially seeing the U.S. polarization as an opportunity, which I keep circling on my piece of paper in front of me, like, get to this now, but goodness, we're out of time. And so please, folks, do read this article. We will have you back on again, David, as soon as you have some time. And thank you so much again for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Take good care. Teresa.
I got some great news. Just a couple more calls, and we are over the top. As a matter of fact, we've kind of adjusted the top to make that statement.
Well, see, there you are. 877-500-5266. Call us.
And you'll be joining Anna in Portland, who has renewed her pledge, and Helen. And Helen's in Gresham, and Kim is in Portland, and they are renewing by calling 877-500-5266. And I'd also like to thank those of you who are renewing and joining online at kboo.fm. Way to go. Now, we know that this is the time to do it. We know that you have found a focal point of the resistance against Trumpian fascism because we care about the truth, we care about democracy, and we care about our world, which automatically puts us in resistance to the current administration. 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. It's got to be you, and it's got to be a hoodie. It's time for a hoodie. It's rainy. It's just that right temperature where you want that thick, luxurious cotton black hoodie.
And it is.
On your
it is
back.
A high quality hoodie.
Yeah, we got your size, and we'd love to give it to you. It's just $20 a month. And that's the only way you can get it, actually. If you see someone with one of those hoodies, it's because they're contributing $20 a month to KBOO Portland, and that can be you at 877-500-5266. Of course, you deserve that. That's a little luxury, but you've got it coming. You've done the work, and you've got that extra $20 in your bank account, and you're going to have it there next month, so why not? Call us, 877-500-5266 for Positively Revolting. You can be the one to put us over the top for $1,000 by making the next call. That will be you, 877-500-5266. And as I mentioned before, we do have the book, but I'm pushing the hoodie.
I see that. I hear that.
I have heard that all morning. And, yes, indeed.
And the hoodie is a wonderful thing. Also, the book is a wonderful thing.
Whichever one you want.
Change the story, change the future by David Corton. And you can have a copy of that, and that's just for $6.25 a month. Just get your feet wet. I'm not supposed to switch around like that. It's confusing. So I'm back to the hoodie. $20 a month, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO. Just a couple of minutes left, and we'd love to hear that phone ringing with your pledge right now.
877-500-5266. It's been an exciting morning here. David Corton is one of our favorite folks to talk to because he, in fact, has so much to say about corporate rule, about how we interact with each other and our planet. He has always been a very insightful speaker and author. And, you know, again, it's important to make sure that we keep our access to visionaries, to thinkers that that sort of go around the corners, that aren't just putting out the common sort of, you know, pablum. That's what we do here on Positively Revolting. We find the folks that really are a little bit different, that, you know,
well,
actually
we
maybe,
like them. They're sort of like us. And they,
a little bit different.
They're interesting to us, and they seem to be interesting to you, our dear, dear, dear listeners as well. So that's what we try to do.
Yeah. George in Portland and Robert in Tualatin. Elise in Portland, a new monthly member.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for calling in. 877-500-5266. Do you care about the direction the country is going in? Do you care about what we have reported about the actual theft of the election?
Yes,
if you want
you
the details,
do.
Then you support community radio. That's 877-500-5266. I love to hear that phone ring. This makes me want to ring in response.
You are a ringer dinger this
you
morning.
Are two-handed
well, it's our listeners that are really
ringing.
Making things ring
this
around
is
here.
True.
It's awesome, and thank you so much for your support. Dear listener, please do keep that support coming in.
Here's some more.
KBOO, your
Yay!
Community radio station. We need you. You need us. Together we make great community, and we stand strong against fascist takeover attempts. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you to Lisa in Portland, Don in Vancouver. These are both new monthly donors, and that is a thrill. And we are
thank
so glad
you
to
so
get
much.
New members now, and it's
You're
so
gonna
easy.
You're going to feel better all day, folks.
It's 3 minutes on
God
the
knows
phone.
We do.
It's really easy to do. Give us a call, 877-500-5266.
We'll be back next week, positively revolting as ever. Stay together, stay strong.
Hello, KBOO members. Thank you for being a part of our amazing community. It takes all of us to manage this great community resource, and the role played by the KBOO Board of Directors is essential. Here's an opportunity for you to join the KBOO Board and become part of the team that is guiding our daily work and representing the interests and visions of all of our members. Please consider applying to become a KBOO Board member if you want to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to good use. There's a time commitment about 15 hours a month for all board members, and you must be a KBOO member. To apply, go to kboo.fm or stop by the station and pick up a paper copy. The deadline to apply is February 18th at 5 p.m. We are looking for folks who love KBOO, who are committed.